Dave and Josh Player, our resident pop culture historian Kevin Picorni, his son Ben, all of us back with you on this Father's Day weekend here on 720 WGN. So today's Father's Day, a good time to step back and ponder the evolution of the role of fathers on television from the very beginnings of the small screen, of course. Jim Anderson from Father Knows Best, Ward Cleaver, Leave It to Beaver, to Mike Brady of the Brady Bunch, Howard Cunningham of Happy Days, Cliff Huxtable of The Cosby Show, Ray Barone of Everybody Loves Raymond, Phil Dunphy of ABC's Modern Family. There's so many to choose from, and we want to hear your favorite. Who is your favorite TV dad? 312-981-7200. You can call. You can text throughout the whole show. I'm going to start with Kev. Kev, what do you? Where would you put your the top TV dad ever?
Number one.
Hold on, let me think.
I'm going to give you my number one.
Al Bundy.
That's a good guess.
He'd be the worst.
That's pretty good. Well, we can talk about that at some point, too.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite all time, and he's a single dad, Andy Griffith.
Oh, yeah.
You always think of dads that have to be surrounded by the family.
Yeah, wife along with it. I like that.
Yeah, okay. That was a good one. How about Charles Ingalls? Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
I remember sitting watching that with my grandparents, and there was always a message there for you every time.
A lot of the list put that one in, and John Walton from The Waltons in the top five.
I didn't even think of John Walton.
In the top five there.
Certainly.
Yeah. Josh, what about you, buddy?
You didn't mention Al Bundy, but I was thinking, because he's played two dads in TV. He's played in Married with Children, and he's played in Modern Family. I'd say he was probably better in Modern Family.
As a dad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Not by much, but a little bit.
I wouldn't say number one, though. But number one, I think you were right with Howard.
I was going to say you watch a lot of retro TV because I throw it in front of you, but you say Howard Cunningham, Tom Bosley.
Yeah, easily.
Happy Days. Right. Ben?
I would say it's a more modern one. It's Tim Allen on Last Man Standing, a show just got canceled, unfortunately, but he played Mike Baxter. He's a man stuck in a house of women, three daughters and a wife, and owns a hunting company and is just the all-American dad, and you can't beat that. And then I would also say if I had a number two, I'd probably say Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Okay, so you're going retro too on that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I remember watching the Brady Bunch with Dad Little. Mm-hmm. Nothing better than that.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. And how about you, Reg?
I've got a couple of them.
Okay.
One will surprise you. Actually, I've got three. One will surprise you. So the first one is Fred McMurray.
My three sons.
Yeah.
Another single dad we're talking about.
Another single dad. Great. And I guess single dad's kind of the theme here because my other two choices.
My wife calls you and said we were getting divorced.
Hello. Darn.
What?
No. I shouldn't have said anything while I was taking
the news at the top of the
house. Yeah, right. That's my lead story. Got a good quote from her, too. No.
Wow.
My second choice is Tom Corbett.
Tom Corbett.
People let me tell you about
Oh, you're talking about courtship
of Eddie's father. Oh, that's right.
Mrs. Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Livingston, you remember.
Mr. Eddie's father.
Yeah. Camille, what about you?
Danny Tanner.
I knew you were going to say Full House. You're a 90s
It's nice to get a perspective from the kids.
All the kids in the studio, exactly. All right, I've got a ton of texts. Homer Simpson, Kevin from Iowa says Homer from Simpson. Fred Sanford, favorite TV dad. LOL, he writes out here at 630.
Big dummy.
I concur with Al Bundy, my favorite at times. Still makes me laugh till this day. There's another one that says Al Bundy was the worst, and absolutely true there. Mine would be Howard Cunningham. I also love Phil Dunphy from Modern Family, but I've got some cool little clips here that Camille pulled of some of the best dads. Let's throw one out from Father Knows Best. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, bud.
Say, can I talk to you alone? Just you and me?
Well, sure. Nothing wrong, is there?
No, but I just want to talk to you without Betty or Kathy butting in. Seems every time I try and say something, I get hit in the face with a petticoat.
Well, it's a tough life, son. But I'm with you.
Well, I was talking to Doug Hartley today at school.
Hi, honey.
Well, hello, dear. How was your day?
Oh, the usual. Oh, Ruth Clark phoned. They're giving a dinner party tomorrow night. They'd like us to come.
Good. Tell them we'll be there.
Mommy, the frosting's boiling.
Oh, dear. Excuse me.
Oh,
Now, as you were saying?
Well, Doug Hartley, he's a guy at school, lives right down the block. He's got this car, and Dad, you ought to see it. It's absolutely in perfect shape. It's got everything on it. Wheels, fenders, headlights, everything. Brakes were just relined. The radiator's just like new, barely leaks at all. And the tires are in real good shape. They still got tread on them. It's a sensational car, Dad, and Doug wants to sell it. He'll let me have it for just $10.
$10?
Sure, and he's going to throw in a spare front axle and a complete set of road maps of northern Canada.
See, my mother loved Father Knows Best. I remember watching that on Channel 9, like out of the afternoon or whatever. You know?
Yeah, he was always everyone's best friend.
Yeah, he was a buddy.
Yeah, he had the answers for everything.
Yeah.
And if he didn't, he made you feel like he would eventually.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. This one from Leave It to Beaver, ridiculously sexist from, of course, today's standards, as Camille's shaking her head in there. Let's take a listen.
You know, Dad, it's funny.
What's funny?
Well, whenever we cook inside, Mom always does the cooking. But whenever we cook outside, you always do it. How come?
Well, it's sort of traditional, I guess. You know, they say a woman's place is in the home, and I suppose as long as she's in the home, she might as well be in the kitchen.
Oh. Well, that explains about Mom, but how come you always do the outside cooking?
Well, I'll tell you, son. Women do all right when they have all the modern conveniences. But us men are better at this rugged type of outdoor cooking. Sort of a throwback to caveman days. Hand me those asbestos gloves, would you, Molly?
Asbestos gloves? What the heck? Hand me those asbestos gloves.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've just seen Camille's head almost fell off when she shaking her head back and forth. That was fantastic.
But you knew if his wife had walked into the room,
that's true,
she would have given him a look.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. 708, Dad from Family Affair. He adopted Buffy and Jody.
Yeah.
So true. So true. Got some help from Mr. French, of course. 219, Davy Crockett always had a message.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The old westerns. Actually, a lot of the riflemen and stuff talk about single dads.
Again, single dads. Isn't that weird? So many we didn't think of it. I'll give you one that is not really a dad, but he was a dad, and it's he passed away recently. Adam West. Batman. Bruce Wayne.
He was kind of a father.
He was the father to his ward.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that, the way you put that. That's exactly right. That's right.
They both are.
They both are. 630 Archie Bunker and Meathead, both dads from All in the Family. It's from John. Let's hear a little Mike Brady, Camille.
Listen, I predict Marcia's going to pass her driver's test with flying colors.
Right, and I predict that Jan's going to do just great in today's debate.
And I predict that you two are great predictors.
Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Now, remember what I said about psyching yourself up, Jan?
Yeah, but I'm still nervous.
Oh, relax, Jan. Women can't be great at everything, but they make wonderful debaters.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Listen, do you mind if I offer you a suggestion?
Oh, I'll take any advice I can get, Dad.
There is a famous old story about a man who had to get up and speak in front of some very important people. He was petrified.
I'm with him.
Yeah, but a friend gave him some advice. He says, look, when you get up in front of those VIPs, you picture them sitting there in their underwear.
In their underwear?
Okay, do you remember that? That was, I think, when she was taking her driver's license, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, I could go through every episode in my head easily on that one. My favorite Father's Day clip, I would say, out of all these that we're playing, Howard Cunningham, because he was my favorite. Mm-hmm. Richie came home drunk.
Oh.
Only because I think I related to it a little bit, because I must have been like 17. Now I'm telling my nephew and my son in front of me here. And had a little too many and came in the door.
We just had these drinks and these little teeny weeny glasses.
How many? It was like
72. And I remember my dad, you know, I thought he would be ticked, and he never told my mom. And I know she's not listening, but I remember him sitting there in the bathroom with me, you know,
holding your hair for you.
Yeah, holding what hair I had.
When
he had
it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a mullet.
Stop it.
Back
all right.
In the day.
Let's listen.
You're pretty sick, huh, son?
Well, it must have been something I ate. Probably a salami. You never know what they make salami out of, you know, Dad?
Yeah, that's true. Couldn't be that you had too much to drink now, could it?
Oh, that's silly. All we had was some beer and teeny weeny glasses.
How many teeny weeny glasses did you have?
72.
It is. That's a favorite. That's a favorite. 312-981-7200. And I want to hear about this, and I've already gotten some texts from you on this already. The Cosby Show. It was a phenomenal show. Cliff Huxtable, great example as a dad in the series. How do you separate Bill Cosby, what's going on? You know, mistrial. So this whole court thing is going to start all over again soon. So how do you separate the two to say, wow, this was a great show? Because 5 years ago, if the rankings came out, Cosby Show probably would have been number one. Mm-hmm. And now when I see the lists, it's nowhere to be found, because right. Now from a politically correct perspective, it's gone. 312-981-7200. We'll talk about that next on 720 WGN. All right, we're talking best TV dads of all time, 312-981-7200. And we just brought up a little bit about The Cosby Show. That, you know, this week, obviously, actually today, his court trial was noted as a mistrial. And so they're going to go back to court on this whole thing. So 5 years ago, 4 years ago, you would have seen The Cosby Show at the top of the list, Roger, on this whole thing. And I know you've been following this news story as it's been happening.
Yeah.
You know, where do you rank it? How do you separate? You got to think about all these kids. And Felicia Rashad and all the people that executive produced this show, outstanding show.
Mm-hmm.
How do you separate the two?
It's very difficult for people, obviously. You don't have The Cosby Show without Bill Cosby.
Right.
So if you separate the actor out from the show, how do you rate the show? You can't.
Yeah.
So if you're ranking that show as... according to your list there of all-time great TV dads, then you have to consider the show because it ruled. It ruled for a long time TV. It ruled. Yeah. It knocked out all the competition on, I believe it was Thursday nights.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it was number one.
Number one by huge numbers.
But now when you watch it, and I was watching it, as I said, yesterday mm-hmm. I watched a little bit of it. You know, looking at him, I know because of the court documents that were released about his deposition that he took years ago mm-hmm. for this woman. He said, he admitted that he gave people sedatives and so forth. So you know it. You don't know about this specific relationship, but it's really tough to watch. Kev, what about you?
I do think this is the world that we live in right now, that people can't do that. And they won't let that happen. And I'm actually kind of surprised that if you were to jump on the air right now and say number one dad of all time, Cliff Huxtable.
Yeah.
It's Bill Cosby. This board's gonna light up like a Christmas tree. And people are gonna call in and tell you no, because of what he's done, you can no longer consider that.
Yeah. Leo, you're on 720 WGN. Do you have a favorite TV dad?
Well, I can't really pick a favorite. There's lots of good ones, I'm sure. But in that book, Growing Up Brady, Barry Williams, who played Greg mm-hmm. on the Brady Bunch,
yep.
he mentioned something that I guess we could thank Mike Brady, or we could thank Robert Reed for however good Mike Brady is as a dad. He mentions that Robert Reed and Sherwood Schwartz had a long going feud about how Mike Brady would be a dad. Sherwood Schwartz apparently wanted him to be a kind of jokey sort of person, if I understand right from what Barry Williams wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Reed insisted that there can be, there can be humor, whatever, but all times Mike has to be a father and Florence has to be a mother. It was kind of like Mike Brady. I keep getting the character name confused with the
actor.
That's
okay. I don't know.
So Robert Reed basically insisted that he's got to be a dad. The show has to be grounded in reality. You know, it can be funny. It can be watchable. But it's got to be a real dad and a real mom in a real family, basically.
Well, because he shows actually set an example. So, yeah, he did fight that. He did fight the silliness sometimes of the show, and he needed to be a disciplinarian. He needed to be a dad. I agree with you 1,000%. Leo, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it, pal. I also got another text here, 815. Good evening. Happy Father's Day. My first nominee is George Jetson. Judy Elroy and Astro adored him. He was far out. My second, well, you got to think about Fred Flintstone then as well.
Yes,
my second nomination is Dr. Jason Seaver from Growing Pains. He was a cool dad, and his wife was pretty nice looking.
That's a good point.
And I know a personal favorite, me and my dad, watching on demand Xfinity, just old shows, a cartoon called King of the Hill.
Okay.
Yeah. Hank Hill.
It's a Mike Judge show.
Classic cartoon, just a great all around show.
Conservative guy. And
propane.
Propane and propane accessories.
And you mentioned you had one too, an animated one.
Well, no, animated, but I was gonna add Tony Soprano in there.
You know what? You know what's funny? There's a lot of people I've brought that up before that think he's
with this criminal background, like.
But as a father figure,
I mean, he brings in the money. He's still trying to be there for his kids.
Yeah, of course,
that's interesting. We justifying this now?
But Family Guy, you were talking about Family Guy.
I was going to say Al Bundy.
Horrible.
No, Family Guy.
No, oh, Family Guy. Peter Griffin. Peter Griffin.
Yeah. Yeah.
If farting on your kid's face and pushing him down a staircase is good parenting, then
he's number one.
Attempting to forget about your daughter.
Did you do that to your kids?
Never.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
At least not that they know.
Let's see here, 502. What area code is 502? Herman Munster and the grandpa. Yeah, exactly.
I would affiliate Herman Munster with Peter Griffin kind of on the...
708, I used to like The Courtship of Eddie's Father with Bill Bixby. There's another one in there. I've got a couple clips I want to play. We're going to go a little long on this.
502 area code, Louisville, Kentucky.
Is that what it is? Louisville? Yeah. See, everybody's listening. Rob Petrie, The Dick Van Dyke Show, is another one.
Yes.
Ozzie Nelson, we mentioned. Archie Bunker, of course. Let me see here. Ben Cartwright on Bonanza was another one. Martin Lane on The Patty Duke Show. George Jefferson. Rocky Rockford on The Rockford Files. Martin Crane on Frasier. I like that. George Jefferson himself. Darren Stevens was a dad. He was always angry.
Oh, George Bluth.
And drinking. George Bluth from Arrested Development?
Yeah.
I would say he would be one of the worst dads in history. Let's take a listen to some clips of some of more of the contemporary ones. Let's listen to Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
I'm the cool dad. That's my thing. I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud. OMG. Oh, my God. WTF. Why the face? I know all the dances to High School Musical, so.
Well, yes, he was a cool dad. I'm going to play a little bit of the wisdom of the Cosby Show. Let's take a listen.
Oh, come to think of it, you never wear any of your Father's Day gifts.
The reason why I don't wear them, dear, is because when you go to get me presents, you go to get me things that you want to see me in. You don't get me things that I like.
Because that's not true.
Yes, it is true. You see, Father's Day has been like that for a long, long time. There are fathers all over the world who get presents that they can't use and don't want. No, I'm serious. From day one, when Eve and the boys gave Adam the first soap on the roof.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding. Listen, honestly, I have a closet here that is full of presents that they sell only on one holiday. Father's Day!
It's so true. All right, I'm going to throw one more out there. This is when Archie first met his son-in-law, Meathead. Let's take a listen.
Boy.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Punker.
No, let me tell you something, Mr. Stivic. You are a meathead.
What did you call me?
I am meathead, dead from the neck up.
Now I see what your idea of a free country is. You're free to say anything you want, but if anyone disagrees with you, they're either thrown into jail or called a meathead, right?
That's right, because this is America, the land that I love.
Oh, I love it too, Mr. Bunker, and it's because I do like protest when I think things are wrong.
And stand beside her. And guide her.
Through the night
with the light from above.
Listen to me. It's in the Bill of Rights.
From the mountains.
Why do you think we broke away from England to begin with? Because we didn't agree with her. We demanded freedom.
Why
would you? Why is that? What all this for a reason? I mean, you're not listening to anything. You're totally close-minded.
We can all relate to that.
So there's a great dad right there. Here's another one. 219 Cartoon Dad Clutch Cargo. He was kind of a dad to spin it.
You, when I was really young, you gifted me a box set of Clutch Cargo. Three DVDs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Returning with the Pharaoh's Man or some random title. Just the classic. The monotone voice intro into Clutch Cargo, Spinner and Paddlefoot, the Headhunters. Yeah, you have the.
You're a better man for it.
Oh gosh, yeah, I could remember sick days when I was little watching Clutch Cargo.
See, I love that. That's because that's a generation totally, that would have never seen that.
How about Johnny Storm?
Johnny Storm.
Was it Johnny Quest? Johnny Quest. Oh, yes. Johnny Quest.
I got another one, 219 Chuck Connors from The Rifleman. Okay. Another Al Bundy. I got a lot of Al Bundys here. Let's see here. Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince was a good dad.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see
here. Took him into their home. Else?
He did. He absolutely
did. Anybody say Walter White yet? Or?
Yes, someone said Walter White. Yeah, exactly. The worst TV dads, just a quick list, then we're going to have to go to break here. Randy Marsh from South Park, Frank Costanza from Seinfeld, Tony Soprano's on the worst list, a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, certainly.
Don Draper from Mad Men, if you watched Mad Men, yeah. Terrible. And Homer Simpson makes the worst list, as well as George Bluth. So they all make the worst list.
Perfect.
So those are your best and worst Father's Day dads. We're going to be talking retro beers. The beers maybe you grew up with, some of the ones that are regional, some not. We'll talk about that next. 720 WGN.